This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love secrets of adulthood, when a big idea can be summarized in a phrase or sentence. Because of something called the fluency heuristic, it turns out that if it's easier to say or think something, it seems more valuable. And that affects the secrets of adulthood. For instance, an idea that's expressed in a rhyming phrase seems more convincing than the same idea paraphrased in a non-rhyming phrase. So, you get what you get and you don't get upset is much more convincing than take what's given to you without a fuss. And anytime something is expressed in a particularly succinct and powerful way, it has more power in our minds. And I recently encountered an example of this. My daughter Eleanor often gives me a sort of student review of her teachers and their teaching styles. She does this without whining or complaining, but making constructive observations about what she thinks is and isn't working. In fact, I've often suggested to her over the years that she write a kind of student's guide to teaching more effectively, because her observations seem so helpful to me. She shows absolutely no interest in doing this. But anyway, she's been making these observations ever since she was very young. And I remember that when she was really young, she told me how it bothered her about one of her teachers that that teacher has favorites. When she told me that, my response was something that perhaps was not admirable, but I think understandable in a parent. I said, well, how does the teacher feel about you? And she said, I'm one of her favorites. But still, that makes me like her less. Because maybe I'm a favorite now, but the fact that I'm a favorite now means that I could not be a favorite. At the time, I remember being impressed that such a young child could understand this fact about the way the world works. As it happens, just recently, my father was telling me a story about something involving a judge and the legal equivalent of a teacher having favorites. I don't remember whether the judge in his story showed favoritism or didn't show favoritism, but my father summed up the same problem that Eleanor had pointed out. He said, well, you know the old saying about judges. If he'll do it for you, he'll do it to you. That's the power of the fluency heuristic. A few words sum up a big idea about the fickle nature of favoritism and why it bothers us even when it's working in our favor. Whether it's a teacher or a judge or a boss or whoever it might be, if they'll do it for you, they'll do it to you. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.